The best milk substitute for heavy cream, in my experience, is the canned coconut milk. We have made recipes with canned coconut milk. I am on this mission to create the perfect scone, and I am working on making it my own, and I'm going to actually attempt coconut milk.
Welcome to the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast with DIY healthy lifestyle blogger, Anna Fulmer, empowering you to transform your life. One imperfect day at a time.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Fulmer. If the grocery store could nominate one aisle over the last decade for the most impressive before and after transformation, it would surely have to be the dairy aisle. And ironically, a third of the products are not even dairy. With heightened attention to gut health and food sensitivities, milk protein and the sugar lactose found in cow's milk being a few of the more common culprits of poor gut health and food sensitivities, dairy-free milk options have exploded on the shelves. I mean, we are getting milk out of everything. Every seed you can possibly think of, every other animal we can possibly think of. But how do you know if cow's milk may be causing you problems, first of all? This poor cow, what has the cow done wrong? Well, first of all, let's even figure out if you are actually having a sensitivity to cow's milk. If you routinely experience abdominal cramping, gas, bloating, or diarrhea after consuming dairy, which is cow's milk, then lactose intolerance may be a very real possibility for you. The best way to determine if cow's milk is the culprit is to eliminate only lactose, only dairy. Don't be eliminating everything all at one time for approximately 1 month and assess the difference in your symptoms. I did an interview all about gut health with a gut health expert. Just simply search gut health and you'll be able to find it. And we dove deep into how to properly eliminate food from your diet and then reintroduce, because that is a key to being able to see if you're actually reacting to that particular element in your diet. Definitely check that out. Again, just search gut health. It will come up, this interview. It was absolutely phenomenal. We also talked about food testing, stuff that most people you just don't realize or understand about gut health. It was excellent. I highly recommend that you check that out. In my fitness and nutrition program, the reason I even took this deep dive into dairy versus non-dairy is because it is important at times to be able to see if there are certain elements to your diet that are actually causing gut problems. In my fitness nutrition program, The Faster Way to Fat Loss with Anna, we eliminate dairy and gluten from the diet for the initial 6 weeks in order to give your gut digestive rest from dietary elements that may be contributing to digestive issues and poor gut health. They need to be reintroduced very slowly back into the diet. And again, that episode on gut health is an excellent one. But it resulted in a lot of questions when I started coaching clients. Well, is dairy bad for you? If I shouldn't be drinking dairy, how do I know what is the best substitute for milk? Because there's a million options. Like I said, we're squeezing milk out of everything. So the first thing that I want to make clear when we talk about dairy or non-dairy, the healthiest substitute for milk, etc. To be clear, cow's milk is still one of the most nutrient-dense milk options on the shelves today. And it is an excellent option for most people. And don't miss this, remains the number one recommendation for children, for a number of reasons. Please don't miss that. However, like anything that we put into our mouths, it is important to be mindful of what we are consuming and why. There are many excellent dairy-free alternatives that may be a great addition to the milk you routinely keep in your fridge, or may even be preferable for your gut. However, with so many dairy-free milk options available, and this is not a comprehensive breakdown, but it certainly will give you much more information than you probably had before you listen to this. One may wonder which is the healthiest substitute for milk? What is, you know, dairy versus non-dairy, the nutritional breakdown, etc. So we're going to chat the substitute for milk breakdown. Start with almond milk. Almond milk, calories per serving, 30 grams net carbs, 0 grams fat, 1 gram protein. It is not naturally high in calcium. This is where dairy would be preferable. It is higher in calcium, calcium enriched. It is low carb. It is also low in protein. Unsweetened almond milk is a good option, in my opinion, if you have high cholesterol or diabetes. Almond milk is generally considered good for baking. It is a one-to-one substitute. I did add a couple recipes on the blog post that include almond milk that I especially enjoy. Pancakes, by the way, almond milk is a great substitute for dairy in pancakes. Also, my baked oatmeal recipes can all be used with almond milk. In fact, it's quite good with a low-calorie vanilla almond milk. All natural, by the way. Make sure you're reading your labels. None of that artificial nonsense. Not necessary. Cashew milk. Again, we're squeezing milk out of everything. Cashew milk. Calories per serving, 25 calories, 1 gram net carbs, 2 grams fat, 1 gram protein. It is not naturally high in calcium. Again, this is another nut-based milk. It is low carb. It is also low protein. Cashew milk, I would say, is also a good option for those with high cholesterol or diabetes. Coconut milk. Coconut milk has approximately 45 calories per serving. 1 gram net carbs, 5 grams fat, and 0 grams of protein. It is not naturally high in calcium. It is low carb. It is low protein. Coconut milk fat may be okay for those with high cholesterol, but be careful. There's a lot of saturated fat. People that cook with coconut oil, I always just caution you to be aware of the fat. If you have high LDL, for example, in your cholesterol, just watch those saturated fats. Be mindful of your risk factors and what you're eating. Canned coconut milk can be whipped or used instead of heavy whipping cream for baking. We have personally done this multiple times. We have a delicious ice cream recipe that is dairy-free using canned coconut milk. Cow's milk. Dairy. Cow's milk calories per serving, 100, 12 grams net carbs, 3 grams fat, 8 grams protein. I do apologize. I did not note whether or not that's 2% whole milk. I don't looking at this. It looks more like that to me looks more like 2%. I'm not sure. But the bottom line, it is a better source of calcium. It is higher carb. It is also higher protein. Cow's milk is a good choice for those who are tolerant of lactose, meaning it does not inherently create digestive upset for you. It is definitely the primary recommended milk for children. Again, assuming there's not lactose intolerance. And it is a good choice for those looking to boost protein consumption, certainly ideal for cooking. I share this with my clients who do my program. We do not live dairy-free in our house. We have learned to restrict dairy, to be frank. That's more because of the overall fat content, cheese being a big one. I love me some cheese. I love cheese. However, knowing the risk factors in my family, we have restricted how much cheese. We don't use as much cheese as we used to.
Hey parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
But in order to meet my daily protein requirements, again, in my fitness nutrition program, we track macronutrients, that is the building blocks, the nutrient building blocks for your body, proteins, fat, carbs. I, being a little bit more advanced in tracking macros, when I'm really looking to cut, that means to define my muscles even more, which I don't do all the time, by the way. I'm not always looking to cut. I live with a healthy body fat percentage, but if I want to cut a little bit more, then I start tracking again. And my carbs are slightly less than like what my fitness nutrition clients, the baseline would be. And my protein is slightly higher. And I shoot for 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. It's a lot of protein. That's like 130 grams of protein. That's a lot of protein. Even when I'm not trying to cut, the fact is I pretty much have to drink dairy to hit my protein goals. The key is picking the right dairy and making sure that it is not laden with sugar. This is where people get into trouble. For those of us who are not intolerant, I think this is where dairy ultimately ends up causing problems, is that we are consuming dairy that has a bunch of extra stuff in it. So be very, very careful. Again, when it comes to what you are putting into your body, be mindful. Be mindful. Be a good student of what your body is telling you. Goat's milk. I'll be honest, I've never had goat's milk. I could not even tell you what this tastes like. It weirds me out, which is strange, right? Because I'll drink milk from a cow. Why wouldn't I drink milk from a goat? I've never had goat's milk though. I love goat cheese, so I guess I have had it. Goat milk calories per serving, 140 calories, 10 grams net carbs, 8 grams fat, 8 grams protein. This one's basically high across the board. It is a good natural source of calcium. It is high carb, high protein. I would suggest goat's milk is not a good option for those with high cholesterol or diabetes. I should also add for cow's milk, be very careful if you have high cholesterol or diabetes as well. I would not be recommending 2% in whole milk for you, especially because the skim milk and 1% I would recommend because it is decreasing the overall saturated fat content while still protecting the protein. So I've never had goat's milk just as milk. I love goat cheese. So I don't know. Guys, how does goat milk taste? Does anyone drink it? Please reply in the comments. I would love to know. How does goat milk taste?
You have tried it all. Worried you will never lose the extra weight or reclaim the energy you once enjoyed? Want to achieve fat loss without spending hours in a gym or eliminating entire food groups from your diet? Well, now you can. In the virtual Faster Way to Fat Loss with Anna, my 6-week fitness and nutrition program, you will learn how to pair effective 30-minute workouts with all-natural, evidence-based nutritional strategies to leverage what you eat and when you eat to reset your metabolism and burn fat fast, even that stubborn belly fat. I am a dual-certified nurse practitioner passionate about teaching sustainable strategies to promote fat loss and prevent disease. I have cheered on thousands of clients who have done just that with the Faster Way program. In my 6-week program, the average client currently sheds 7 inches of body fat. 93% report more energy, and 89% state that their mental health has improved. 100% of clients report they feel this program is sustainable. Curious to try the program but not sure if the strategies will work for you? Try the Faster Way strategies for free. Head to www.hammersandhugs.com and sign up for my free 7-day fat loss accelerator course today and start your own transformation story.
Hemp milk. I will be completely transparent with you. I did not even know this was a thing. Like I said, we are squeezing milk out of everything. We consume hemp hearts. Hemp hearts are a superfood. We add them to eggs, casseroles. Those are the main things that I add hemp hearts to. They're like little shell seeds, if you will. But apparently we can make milk out of them. Who knew? I didn't know. Hemp milk calories per serving, 60 calories, 0 grams net carbs, 5 grams fat, 2 grams of protein. Here is the lovely thing with hemp milk is hemp and hemp hearts are very high in omega-3 fatty acids. So interestingly, even though this one's a little bit higher in fat, it is the fat that our body likes. It would help boost the protective cholesterol. This is not naturally high in calcium. It is low carb. It is low protein. I also don't know how this tastes. I have no idea what this tastes like. hemp milk would actually be a good option for those with high cholesterol or diabetes. Let me know. Have you guys had hemp milk? How does this taste? I need some taste testers here. Give me some feedback. I'm not sure how that tastes either. I've never had it. Oat milk. Oat milk calories per serving, 120 calories. By the way, these servings are 8 ounces. I should point that out. 16 grams net carbs, 5 grams fat, 2 grams protein. This one's also not naturally high in calcium. This one is higher carb. Again, this is made out of oats. So quite literally, it's made out of oats, which would be higher in calories as well as carbohydrates. Again, this one's also lower protein. So this is not going to help you reach your protein goals. I would not say oat milk is ideal if you have high cholesterol or diabetes. Oat milk does taste very good. Oat milk's kind of a treat, in my opinion. I enjoy this just drinking it plain. It's richer for sure. I think this one's a little bit more dense than some of the other options. Like almond milk can be very thin. Oat milk to me is just, it's richer in flavor. I enjoy an all-natural vanilla oat milk is very, very good. Also good in coffee, in my opinion, oat milk is. Rice milk. Rice milk calories per serving, 42, 8 grams net carbs, 0 grams fat, 1 gram protein. Not naturally high in calcium again. High carb, low protein. Again, I would say rice milk, not ideal for those with diabetes. The bottom line, you guys, if it's high in carbs, which is, again, sugar. If you've not listened to my macronutrient podcast episode, listen to that. I break down the macronutrients so that you understand sort of how the body sees fat, protein, as well as carbs. I would not say rice milk is ideal for those with diabetes, especially because there's no protein. There's no protein here. So again, if you're gonna drink a bunch of carbs in your glass, I would like to see a little bit more protein personally in it. Or some other nutrient density. Like hemp milk at least has the omega-3 fatty acids. Rice milk, not ideal for baking. Soy milk, this one's one many people are familiar with. Soy milk, calories per serving, 90, 5 grams net carbs, 5 grams fat, 9 grams protein, not high in calcium, higher carb, also higher protein. I would argue that this one is actually a decent option for those with high cholesterol and diabetes. There have been some protective properties shown in soy. Again, just be mindful of what you're consuming is the bottom line. But this one, I would argue, does actually have a little bit more nutrient density than some of the other ones, for example. So let's talk about some of the most frequently asked questions about milk and milk alternatives. I have gotten many, many questions. And again, I am not a dairy-free alternative expert. We do not have food sensitivities, at least not obvious ones in our family. So a lot of these have just been trial and error in my own personal experience. Some of these I researched over the last several years as clients would ask me these questions. And I'll also share some of my own experiences. What is the best milk substitute for heavy cream? The best milk substitute for heavy cream in my experience is coconut milk, the canned coconut milk. We have made recipes with canned coconut milk. I actually have, I'll share in real time. I am like on this mission to create the perfect scone. I actually messaged some of my friends in Great Britain. For those of you that didn't know, I actually grew up in Scotland. A little known fact about me. I grew up in Scotland for the first several years of my life. Until I was 5. And so I still have some friends over there. And I sent them a message and I said, okay, I want a traditional scone recipe. Send me what you got. Send me what your family has. And I am working on making it my own, but based on the traditional straight from Great Britain. And I'm going to actually attempt coconut milk because, again, knowing our risk factors, heavy cream, not so good for those of us with predispositions to high cholesterol. So I'm curious to see if coconut milk tastes as amazing as I think it will. It certainly was incredible in our homemade ice cream recipes. So anyway, best milk substitute for heavy cream, I would say, is the canned coconut milk. What is the best milk substitute baking? Generally speaking, agreed upon, the best milk substitute for baking is soy milk or almond milk, which can replace dairy 1-to-1. I can't say I've had much experience using soy milk. I have certainly used almond milk. It is very effective. I've not found it as effective in bread, for example, like bread recipes, but baking recipes like cake or my baked oatmeal, almond milk has been great. What is the best milk substitute for half and half? There is a million and one dairy-free creamers out there now. A lot of people could weigh in on this. What is your favorite milk substitute for half and half? Meaning, what is your favorite dairy-free creamer? My clients have had tons of suggestions over the last couple of years. The oat milk creamers are really good, but there's oat milk, almond milk, coconut milk, cashew milk, soy milk. Any of them make for relatively good creamers. I loved oat milk. I had this oat milk creamer that I thought was so good, but it was just me taste testing. In reality, I actually drink my coffee black. I will also say this, in my experience, please share with me if you have a good alternative for people that are dairy-free. I have yet to find a really good dairy-free creamer that whips well, or I should even say a dairy-free milk that whips really well. Canned coconut milk being the exception. But for example, I make myself lattes. The recipe's on the blog. Low-carb cinnamon latte. It is absolutely delicious. I add a little tiny scoop of collagen powder to it. It's nutrient dense. I love it. But I use half and half. I mean, it's like the tiniest bit of half and half. You don't need a lot to whip. But I have yet to find a dairy-free. I actually tried multiple products to help out my clients, and I could not find anything that whipped well. So if you, other than like full-on coconut milk, which is also relatively high in fat and very little protein, let me know if you know of something that whips well. For me, half and half is still the best option. I can't find a better one, but please drop it in the comments. What is the best milk substitute for making pancakes? Soy milk or almond milk? This is true of baking. Again, almond milk has been my personal experience. Best milk substitute for mashed potatoes? Some of you might be laughing. These are so random, but hey, these are real life questions that I've gotten. Real life questions. Potatoes, again, soy milk, almond milk, maybe oat milk. Would oat milk taste good in mashed potatoes? Soy milk and almond milk for sure. Maybe oat milk. What is the best milk substitute to make buttermilk? This one I had to look up. I have never tried this. It sounds like, generally speaking, the recommendation here is soy milk for buttermilk. The best sweetened condensed milk substitute, in my experience, is again, the like full fat coconut milk, the coconut milk in a can. It's so, so creamy. Which milks have the highest protein per serving? Highest protein includes cow's milk, goat's milk, and soy milk. If you're really trying to reach those protein goals, those would be my recommendations. What are the best low carb milk options? The best low carb milk options would include almond milk, cashew milk, coconut milk, and hemp milk. Again, read your labels. This is making sure that there's no added sugar. And then there's hemp milk, which has the very unique element of having the highest concentration of omega-3 fatty acids. This would be the only milk to this degree, I would say, that has the healthiest fat. Hemp milk. So which milk is the healthiest? Which milk is the healthiest? I have gotten this question multiple times. At the end of the day, I address this a little bit. Which milk is the healthiest? Truthfully, I do not believe there is a one-size-fits-all milk option. Despite what fitness and nutrition programs might allude to, despite what certain fad diets might allude to, I do think dairy is a very real issue for many people. Again, I am going to suggest, I think it is a lot of times the additives that come with dairy products, whether they be natural or not, just the added sugar that we consume in so many dairy products, I think is as much the culprit for many people, not all, for many people, where we're over consuming dairy, especially high fat dairy. So I don't feel that there's anything inherently wrong with dairy milk, but understand what else you are consuming with it. And here's the reality. Almond milk that has been loaded with added sugars, in my opinion, is not inherently preferable to a glass of all-natural cow's milk that's high in protein and calcium. Again, like I said, at this time, no one in our family has demonstrated a sensitivity to dairy. So we do drink cow's milk, and we especially appreciate the protein density of like a non-fat Greek yogurt, for example. Protein is the nutritional key to unlocking sustainable fat loss. If you haven't heard me say that yet, it is true. Lean protein is crucial, and non-fat dairy products have been a huge element to us, or I should say low-fat dairy, to helping reach those protein goals and sustaining a lean, mean muscle and fat loss. That being said, we have learned to restrict dairy in our home, especially the low nutrient density dairy. We have expanded our milk consumption to routinely include other non-dairy alternatives. As always, be careful to avoid milk products of any type that have a lot of added sugar, and prioritize products that are dairy or dairy-free, that are natural without any artificial ingredients or added sweeteners. I hope this helps you the next time you walk down the dairy aisle and you are feeling really overwhelmed. Remember this, flag this, send this along. Please add your comments below, any other thoughts that you may have, or love to hear them. Drop them in the comments. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. Head to your preferred podcasting platform and give the show an honest review and let me know what you think. Remember, you cannot be redefined, only redeveloped one imperfect day at a time. Your story matters, and you are loved.